Gangrene Season 9, Episode something. We're at the very half hour of this here. It might be 10, might be 11.
might be 1.
I don't know. Dave's back.
The whole gang is back together.
Yeah, Dave's back. He ditched us for a little while.
I did. I had to go. I was on scene, report.
Yeah, you're getting close, trying to gain some connections, get some coaches' numbers, that kind of stuff.
The old grab and talk, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know? This is right up your alley, Dave. What?
Totally. I mean, you just got to get the in and outs, I guess, you know?
$15,000.
Yeah. The good old, you know what? We're all adults here. Let's just call it what it is. It's a dick grab.
Yeah.
All right? Marcus Smart does a good play, gets a dick grab, you know? Nothing good about the old. Nothing good about the old grab.
Yeah.
So it cost him $15,000. So I didn't see the play. Did anybody see anything about that? I didn't even notice it.
No,
I didn't notice it when it happened.
It couldn't have been a TV moment.
No, it wasn't like.
Was it towards an official? It was during the New York game. So that was what? Friday.
I talked to Tommy.
Saturday?
Something like that.
No, Friday.
I called home. So. I called Tommy, and he said, you know, sometimes people just have to adjust their jocks.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. That was his explanation.
And then he said, Marcus Smart is probably the next Bill Russell.
Bill right? Russell adjusted his crotch all the time.
And Bill Russell was the next Bill Russell.
The thing that I immediately thought of was the playoff series where Paul Pierce gave the three. It was against the Hawks, I think. He ended up getting fined for that. I meant to look up what his
I remember that being heavy, too.
It was a gang sign.
Yeah. Well, I think they were heavy on it because of that, maybe. I don't know.
But it turned out it really wasn't a gang sign. It was borderline gang?
Probably is.
Depends
on who
you talk to.
Depends on what gang you're affiliated with.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Listen. Things like this are going to happen.
Anyways.
These guys grew up in the street. Things like this are going to happen.
You know who should get hit?
Who?
Kelly Olynyk.
Well, it's almost like he got hit by an airplane because I feel like he's been out for a long time.
Well, because he got hurt right before the break.
I mean, I've missed a few shows and I've did a bit in the locker room, but I feel like he's been missing for a while. So it's been since All-Star.
It was before the
All-Star. And then that was like 9 days.
I feel like the All-Star, I know you guys probably touched upon this the last couple of episodes, but I feel like the All-Star break was way too long this time.
It was long.
Way too long.
Anyways, he just plays well when he gets punched in the face, and maybe he would say his shoulder's fine and would come back and play. But, you know, I don't even care because the team's playing well alone.
Well, now I'm concerned about this shoulder now. Not so much the well-being of Kelly Olynyk. I'm more concerned about the mind frame of Kelly Olynyk.
Isn't he a free agent?
No. I'm not talking about anything about free agents or anything. No. I'm talking about the fact that, like, he's saying he's been out this long since the All-Star break. That's almost – we're almost looking at a month now.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's been out for close to 4 weeks, and he's saying the injury's not 100% yet, or the injury's not 100% healed yet. So is that like a mind frame thing, or is that like a real, like you're not really healed up? Is there a deeper problem? Is this going to cause something weird? Are you just going to be by the wayside now?
It might be one of those things where you're just kind of like in the limbo of like, when do you come back? And, you know, is it going to get better or is it not going to get better without surgery, which you don't want to do now?
Is this now a problem?
Yeah. They're doing okay without him.
Or is this the Kevin Love karma?
Oh, I think Kevin Love's getting the Kevin Love karma right now. He's doing pretty terrible.
We'll touch Cleveland later, but I mean, what a toilet that place is.
All right, moving on. Felger and Maz, Dave. You're listening?
This is
pissing
by.
Places to go, you know?
So, all right. So, some of us have heard this or not. I don't know. We talked briefly about this.
I did not hear this, but you.
All right. So, the other day, Felger and Maz asked the question on the old station there. And they said, if Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were to come to Boston but bring their own coaching staff, would you say sayonara to Brad Stevens?
I think you'd have to.
So I'm on the fence about this because it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, can you not play with – I guess I'm kind of a little on the fence because of the whole thing that's going on in Cleveland where LeBron brings his own guy, but that's still kind of imploding there, and it's not really doing what he thought it would do.
Well, also, this question, I mean, they may as well just ride it on unicorns.
Well, of course.
Because this is like a,
it's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. But, I mean, it's a good question to kind of like, you know, your loyalty towards things. Would you just say, all right, well, that's it. You know, these guys are coming in. They want their coach.
Is it going to make me win more? Out. That's what I'm loyal to.
Will it, though? I mean, that's a good question,
you
too.
You have a better chance of winning with players than you do with a coach.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think if you look back on it, you know, it's really hard to get a gauge on it for me, right? Because I think sometimes it's such a player-driven league, but I think at the same time, you have to look back and look at the teams that were coached and the coaches themselves, right? I mean, how many titles does Phil Jackson have in the last, you know, my lifetime going back to the Bulls? How many titles, you know, Doc Rivers only has one.
Popovich. What about Popovich?
You throw in, like, Popovich, that's Popovich between Popovich and
Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson. I mean, that's most of the titles in my lifetime.
In this new era. I mean, not new era, but like from 90s on.
Yeah.
It is. So
if you take out some of the one-off guys like, Larry Brown and Doc Rivers and a couple others.
Rick Carlisle.
Steve Kerr for now, you know, then – you know, you're kind of left with, like, elite coaches. So, you know, do those things go hand in hand? I think part of it is that a guy like Phil Jackson only coaches elite talent, and he knows when to get out and when to, you know, stick around. But, yeah, I think regarding this question, first of all, it never happened. I need to know more details about, like, contract situations and that kind of stuff. But I think I would lean towards sticking with Stevens. I think that there's more stability in a coach. You know, like if you frame the question like you're going to have these guys for the same amount of time, you're going to have Westbrook and Durant for the next 7 years, or you're going to have Brad Stevens for the next 7 years. First of all, coaches don't really age like players do.
Right.
Second of all, coaches don't get injured.
Right.
You know, Brad Stevens is young. He's not going to have any health problems, God willing, knock on wood.
I mean,
if he keeps dunking like that, he might get injured.
But, I mean, even if he you know, blows an ACL or something, he's still going to be on the bench. He's just going to be running up and down.
Right. I mean, the last coach to actually get hurt would be Steve Kerr. I mean, he was out for half the season with a back injury. Yeah. But then his predecessor just went ahead and just ran the table on it.
Yeah.
Because you're right, though. I know exactly what you mean. Because it's a talent-driven league. Exactly.
I like Brad Stevens a lot, and I don't want to give him up for those players, but I think you have to.
Yeah.
You have to roll the dice.
I feel like, for me, I'm a little on the fence because LeBron fires David Blatt, brings in Tyronn Lue, and that's just a disaster.
All right, you know what? This is driving me crazy. Why don't we take a break and come back and talk about real life things, because we're going all over the place about make believe stuff.
Well, I mean, you know.
Can I say one last thing about it? I think the
you may that, Dave cannot.
Okay, I think the thing that gives me the most reservation about it is you look back at like LeBron's draft class, the 03 class, and a lot of those guys are kind of aging out, right? I mean, Melo is not the same player he is. I think we're kind of in a transition phase between like the 03.
Oh, we're talking
draft
13
class.
Years now.
Exactly. And then Durant is what, 07?
Crazy. Right? 07, yeah. Yeah, 07. Oh, yeah, 07.
So we're talking about a four-year. I'm just like, you know, if you're talking about having both groups, you know, either the coaching group or those two players for the next 7 years, I get a little bit worried that Durant's not going to be worth anything the last 3 years of it or something.
I would gladly take Stevens and Durant.
Well, I think if you're going to pick two.
Crowder and Smart.
Uh-huh.
And you sound like a lot of callers.
Yeah. That's what I want. But, so we'll take a break and we'll get back to real life and we'll cry some more and all that real life stuff. All right, we'll be right back. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports. Okay, we are back, And in our little break, we did some research, which we probably should have done before the show.
Who needs research? And we'll just do it. Listen, we have been guilty for the last 9 years
right.
of thinking of stuff on the show during the show.
And I will have to say, we did that research without the internet.
That's true. We
and
actually did.
If you would like to be a producer for Gangrene TV, which may include, may or may not include beer runs and trips
Pizza.
To Santarpio's,
yeah.
please give us a call at
508-731-GGTV.
There we go.
Or you can send your resume to us at Twitter or Instagram. Just take a picture of it,
yeah.
put it on Instagram.
Yeah. Put it on
I promise that won't be like a you know weird thing where we start getting weird calls from people. I can't really guarantee that. I'm going to take that back. I know Dave's going to call you and act weird and like breathe into the phone weird. But
I'm going to call you in the middle of the night and see if you want to be part of the show. Hey, you interested in pizza?
I do like pizza a lot.
You like beer?
But anyway, the research
like
that
beer
we did
and pizza.
Before this gets, you know, yeah. tagged right. as explicit or something.
All right, so we went ahead and thought about from 96 to now, we have a span of 20 years. There has only been 6 different coaches minus Phil Jackson and Greg Popovich that have won NBA championships in the last 20 years. So do we – I mean, I know now it's a different kind of league where you're right, it is a player-driven league because, now you got like Kerr who has an incredible team. So Phil Jackson, 96, 97, 90, I don't really feel like we need to go through
no,
all
No, we don't.
This,
just give us the coach. Names.
So you got Phil Jackson. You got I didn't actually write this in order.
Phil Jackson won a boatload.
Yep.
Popovich won a boatload. And
so
who
then
the
you got
names?
Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, Larry Brown, Doc Rivers, Rick Carlisle, Steve Kerr.
That's not a big list.
That's not a big list. It's not a big list at all. And like you were saying before, while we were off air, the Spoelstra championships, you can almost put to Riley.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
You'd say all those guys
I mean,
are pretty great coaches or
we
elite
don't
coaches.
Know if Spoelstra had anything to do with coaching that team.
I mean, he did. You know,
he
he's the guy
just
on
been
the floor. He's making the substitutions
I mean, he was the
and
puppet.
Stuff. It's not like football. It's not like Riley was making substitutions right. from the stands or something like that. But, you know, it was all constructed by Riley. But I think the point that we're making here is that, you know, coaching is also a rare – you know, it's a rare find.
It's, still a talent-driven league.
It's still a talent.
Yeah, I mean, you can find your Vinny Del Negros, and you can find,
Derek Fisher.
Your Derek Fishers, yep. you know, I mean, he's got yep. a lot ahead of him. Let's see if he can do anything, but,
Derek Fisher was actually out of a job right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So, I mean, you can find those guys, but, you know, an elite coach is something to value as well.
No,
that's the only point we were making.
Right. So it's one of those things where do you get rid of Stevens? Well, let it ride.
Yeah. And he's still unproven. I mean, you know, one playoff series, one
right.
four and out. I mean,
he's still young. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't honestly, I agree with Kurt wholeheartedly that there's no chance in hell that any of that is going to happen unless we do discover unicorns.
That'd be awesome.
And then they ride in on them.
Or
so,
maybe a leprechaun next week or something.
A leprechaun.
That would be useful if they grant wishes.
Well, there is lucky. So on that list, there's actually two. Well, there's one former player from the Celtics and then one former coach from the Celtics. So I'd like to introduce to you guys a new segment I'd like to call What's Your Ex Up To? Right now we're going to talk about a couple of ex-Celtics players that are not so much hot heat news, but more or less in the news. So if you care about what Rondo's up to, Carmelo Anthony is trying to get him to come to the Knicks.
I feel like that Rondo to the Knicks thing has been...
For years.
Yeah.
For years. Since Rondo was here.
Yeah, right.
That has been going on. So, shit or get off the pot.
Listen, if I was a score-first superstar, I would want Rondo to be my point guard, too.
Of course.
It's such a weird...
He's having a hell of a year, too.
That Knicks team is such a weird conundrum. I think the problem is like Melo runs the show still, and Melo's not really the best player.
I don't think Melo knows that he can't be Melo anymore. I don't think he knows that he's not that guy.
That was a hell of a shot last week, though.
Yeah, but I mean, he can still do that kind of stuff, but I don't think he I don't think he's that guy anymore. Like,
Danny almost traded for him.
Now you get, like, I would have loved Jimmy Butler, by the way. That's a whole thing.
A lot of horseshoes going on.
Yeah, a lot of unicorns and
almost,
leprechauns.
Almost doesn't count around here.
I mean, you know what? New York fans are just, they're almost like the worst of the fan base. I mean, honestly, obviously you're not going to know what a player is going to do when you draft him, but they're all booing Porzingis, and then all of a sudden there's guys buying Porzingis jerseys who, without a doubt, I would bet the farm on were at that draft just booing till they puked, you know? And I called the kid out the other day at the bar. He was wearing the Porzingis jersey. I go, this guy. And I said right up to him, I said, you were definitely that guy in the stands that booed until you passed out. He goes, you know what? I honestly booed. I did. But then a few months later, the guy's awesome. I bought his jersey. I say, hey, more power to you, I guess.
Yeah, at least you can admit it.
Yeah, at least it's not like around here where we draft crappy players and you're like, oh, this is going to be the best guy ever.
You know, I'm not sure which one's better. Honestly.
Yeah, right?
I don't know which one I prefer.
I'd rather boo someone and then be like, this guy's awesome.
I'd rather a guy admit his defeat and buy a Porzingis jersey than still wear the Mickey Moore one that I saw the other night. Or the, you know, Etuan Moore jersey. Etuan Moore is actually going to get, actually still playing and doing decent.
Yeah.
I was thinking still Juwan Johnson. Like,
Etuan Moore, is he still in Toronto?
No, he's in Chicago. He's like one of their only point guards left.
Really?
Yeah. He's doing quite well for himself.
Yeah. He's going to get a good contract this season.
That's good.
Doc didn't like playing kids.
No.
That's a Doc with the this current team, back to the coaches, would be a train wreck.
Oh, my
God.
Well,
he wouldn't be here because he doesn't have,
honestly,
to, he doesn't have to earn it anymore.
I bet you he would have either just flat out quit or retire. I would bet you that this would be a severely last place team. Like,
right. With
we're talking
same,
like 76ers last place team.
With the same roster. And it's and that's crazy.
Well, so there was three former Celtics players that were bought out of their contract over the free agent or trades and all that. So, well, not free agents, but trade rumors and all that garbage. So the only one to make actually great money off of that was David Lee. The Celtics bought him out. He ends up losing only about $458,000 only, but then goes ahead and inks a deal with Dallas for $2 million.
He's playing pretty well,
and he's playing his balls off over there.
What a god!
Joe Johnson, who doesn't want to come back to the Celtics, ends up losing $3 million just to get a $400,000 contract with Miami. Which, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he'll re-sign, or I don't think they'll take him back on next year. I don't know how that's gonna work.
I bet you he went there hoping that they'd re-sign him.
You think?
Yeah. I think he went there
thinking that LeBron was still there?
Well,
do you think he reads the papers or watches the?
I think if I'm gonna, I think if I'm gonna take a, you know, if I'm at the end of my career, I'd rather play in Miami. First of all, Miami. Second of all, there's no income tax, so that money goes longer.
That's true.
Yeah, you know?
That's true. Chris Humphries, who everybody thought was a big pile of rocks, ends up breaking even in the deal. He gets bought out by the Suns and goes over to Atlanta and gets the same money he got.
I would have taken it. I liked him while he was here.
I didn't have a problem with him.
Yeah.
In fact, I was kind of, he's kind of forgettable character, but then when you remember that he was on the team, you're kind of like, oh yeah, I didn't mind that.
He did all right.
I think it's an interesting thought experiment to, like, if you could, like, wipe everyone's brain from, like, him being involved with, like, a Kardashian and just, like, evaluate him, like, separately from that.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible to separate pretty much, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just,
I think he would get more credit than he does now.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, he would be more, he would definitely have a higher status than he does.
Definitely.
And I think it's, like, it's interesting to think about how that might translate to, like, money, too.
Right, yeah.
You know, like, I could see that, like, you know, impacting how much a team values him and that kind of thing.
No.
He could get the Blount treatment.
You know, Blount treatment?
The Blount. Remember Mark Blount?
Yeah,
he was,
I remember.
Like, he was kind of all right, but he was the starter, so he got huge money.
He got huge money because he saved Paul Pierce's life.
That is,
I don't know if the timeline adds up there, but that's what I'd like to think.
Well.
No, that wasn't Blount.
Who was it?
That was Tony Petit.
Yeah, oh, Tony Petit.
I always get those two confused.
Yeah. Who ended up getting in trouble with a gun in his locker? Or was that Sebastian Telfair?
That was Gilbert Arenas.
But that was also Sebastian Telfair.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, the Kardashians really do kill people.
Oh. Yeah.
You know?
I love reading, like, old, like, stories about, like, drafts and retrospect and stuff and, like, how you would, like, redo them and stuff. And I was reading the other day about how, I mean, I know this is completely off topic, but, like, the Trailblazers passed on Chris Paul and Deron Williams because they had Sebastian Telfair.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, reading that sentence and then thinking about it for a couple minutes, you're just like,
yeah.
You can't help but, like, laugh. And, like, teams do this all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, look at the Celtics. They passed over Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, it's like.
Can you imagine if Kobe was drafted by this team?
Yeah. I mean, he was drafted by Charlotte and traded. I mean.
Right. Same with Rondo. Rondo was drafted by.
That Phoenix. Was different.
That was a, we're going to tell you who to draft.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's true.
But, you know, like that and what was the other recent one? Oh, the like all the Steph Curry ones. I mean, Steph Curry went like, what, 7th or 9th or something like that. So I think the Timberwolves took 2 point guards before Steph Curry got drafted. Right. Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio.
It's they had 2 picks that year.
Yeah, back to back, and they took 2 point guards.
I don't even think Johnny Flynn's in the league anymore.
No, he's gone.
Yeah.
And Ricky Rubio is probably going somewhere else.
Well, he's constantly injured.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know lately, but I mean, for the first 5 seasons, I mean,
you don't hear about him anymore.
Uh-uh.
So I mean, it's interesting. I know it's off topic, but it's just interesting. No, to, like, go back and.
I mean, that's definitely a segment that's a whole show right there.
Telfair had a good commercial though. Remember him and Lucky, the cardboard cutout?
Yeah.
No,
I don't remember that.
That was awesome. It was gold.
You have to find that on YouTube.
Oh, man.
It was good. Comcast was really trying to pump up their Celtics coverage back then.
Well, that's because there was nobody on the team.
Yeah. No, Telfair was.
Oh, that's right.
Anyways, all right, so let's take a break. We'll come back with our final segment, get some of our favorite little numbers in there.
All right.
So we'll be right back.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
And we are back, and we're the best, and not second best.
We are the best. No one's ever heard of us before.
I was trying to segue into the...
We've been doing this show for 10 years almost, and no one cares, including staff.
Stop it. So what about this LeBron story, Dave?
Well, LeBron, I feel like LeBron can't stand being second best. He's riding shotgun to the new age of basketball, and that's the Steph Curry League. Every time, I feel like every time something happens with Steph Curry where he hits this crazy shot from half court or something wins the game by doing some kind of crazy shot, all of a sudden there's some kind of weird LeBron story coming up with encrypted tweets and calling out coaches and calling out players and all this. And it's just, I don't think LeBron understands that his time is, what I feel is nearing the end.
What I noticed the other day watching LeBron,
I'm not saying he's not good anymore, he's just
his hair is kind of back to normal.
Like it's going like
it's like closer down his forehead than remember he used to have the weird headband.
Yeah, because he's got the butt implants. He took the hair off his ass and put it on his forehead.
Oh, okay.
Do we know that's a fact or
no,
is that congestion?
Well, that's a gangrene fact.
Okay. Right.
Which is almost 99%
true. I was gonna say science has come a long way as far as you know, your hairline goes.
Yeah, no, I think they still shave your asshole.
Okay.
All right. I wasn't supposed to go that far.
You're supposed to start with the ass.
Yeah. You know what though, guys? I'm rusty. I haven't been here in a couple weeks. So
yeah, you are.
Just chalk it up to that.
Just chalking it up. You know what? Maybe we'll get new ratings.
Maybe.
You know, better ratings.
There wouldn't be enough.
Nah. We'll get better ratings.
Did the Warriors lose on purpose?
Did they lose on purpose?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Warriors lost to the Lakers.
I didn't even know that. That's how I might.
Did they lose on purpose, Stats, because Kobe Bryant wasn't ready to pass the torch?
No, they didn't lose on purpose.
Did they just suck? Like,
how'd
that happen?
It was a day game on a Sunday. I think it was just one of those. It happens games, you know, nothing was falling. They get behind. The Lakers have nothing to lose. They're going all out.
Who's
going to
have the better record this year? San Antonio or Golden State?
Golden State. I think it's amazing that San Antonio is only 3.5 back.
I can't
believe that. That is unbelievable.
No one talks about them.
Exactly.
Nobody. Nobody. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
They've only lost 9 games this season, and they get a team full of geriatrics.
And they're – well, no, they get a
no,
young
I know.
Team now.
It makes the story a little better if you just sound
have
like
you seen,
guys
have you guys seen Boban play?
No.
Oh, they got this guy on the bench. He doesn't play every game. He's probably playing tonight because Tim Duncan's resting.
Yeah.
And, I think Ginobili and Parker are resting because they're playing Minnesota. But this guy's huge. You should see him, like – I got to show you pictures after
like
this over.
Huge, if like Sweetney?
No, like oh, okay. like Andre the Giant.
Oh wow!
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
Like stuff looks small in his hands.
Crazy,
and he just you know he doesn't have to jump to dunk, and he's kind of got an edge to him a little bit too. It's kind of fun to watch.
So it's
really
like,
excited.
Guys like that are amazing.
Like a tall Goldberg,
pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah, but he's yeah. Anyway,
no.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think they lost on purpose, Dave. I think it was just one of those. Nothing was falling.
No,
you know,
it kind of happens.
I think they're.
It was one of those things where like. Kobe, they were just trying to make – that was Kobe's going away present. They're like, hey, man, take the game.
I think if they were still on the win streak or something like that, that wouldn't have happened. But I think at this point it's kind of like if they – you know.
Do they? You think they care if they beat the Bulls record or not? Does anyone care?
I think I believe them when they say that their first priority is winning a championship.
Yeah.
And after that
– I agree. I don't feel like this team has any care about any kind of records.
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I think if you're talking about Bulls records that you want to beat, I think – you know,
it's the three
championships are a good place to start, you know, and I think that's the one that's going to get remembered more. I mean, the record is always going to be there, but
imagine if Jordan didn't retire. Can you imagine?
Well, you should gamble, Dave.
It would have been 8 in a row. It would have.
It's possible.
It would have. It would have. Definitely.
Or, you know.
Maybe. But you shouldn't gamble.
Olajuwon was pretty good, though.
Yeah, but I think Jordan could have taken him.
Who guards Olajuwon? Horace Grant?
Oh, well, you never know. He could have got a new prescription.
Luke Longley.
Let's get started.
I love that. So the East is looking almost subpar to the West. Years past, the West has always been just...
Wait, almost subpar or almost on par?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever's the one that's closest.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
I thought you golfed.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm not very good at it. I'm not very good.
Do you
I never
golf
have.
Or do you drink?
I drink more. I have one of those golf bags with a refrigerator in it, you know, and I bring the skinny cans of Heineken Lights, and I just put them in the I don't even have any balls.
Oh, man.
I just walk around with a beer, and I'm just like, hey, you know, you mind if I play through? And the guy's like, play through what? You don't even do anything. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know? On the sixth hole there's a little place where you can go to the.
did you see that Red Sox player? Did you see that Red Sox player put his golf cart in the lake?
No.
I think it was a Jackie Bradley Jr. like Mookie Betts.
It was Mookie Betts.
Was it Mookie Betts?
Did he really?
Yeah. There was just an Instagram or something of a golf cart stuck in a water hazard.
That seems about my style of
golf.
Yeah,
it said like Mookie can't drive again or something like that.
That's great. So the East seems like it's doing right above average of how the West usually does. In fact, this year, there's the 8th spot in the West that's below 500, where in the East, the 8th spot is above 500, which is different because for so many years now, the West has always been like the side to be on. Like, it just seems like there's a new transition coming around.
We'll see.
It changes every couple of years. I mean,
well, yeah.
It was really bad before Shaq went to the Heat, and then it kind of switched back for a couple of years. And, you know, it just kind of switches every now and then.
It's like, always good to see the East.
You know, you always have to remember.
When the East sent New Jersey against that Lakers team, you know.
Oh, yeah, to get annihilated.
Yeah.
Or the Sixers team.
But, I mean,
that was a decent series.
The East doing better in the standings, I mean, I know it's just still relatively early in the season. Or mid-season, whatever it is. But it's like that could mean a lot of better players would want to transition east. You know, better West players would be like.
So you're saying there's a chance we get Durant.
Or unicorns. Whatever happens. All right, Brooklyn Report, 18-46.
Brooklyn Report. That's not good.
No, we're not.
They fall the fourth worst, right?
They are the fourth worst right now, which – could possibly mean
have traded the pick.
I wholeheartedly agree. I said that from the beginning. I think we should have traded the
unless they end up getting someone like Porzingis that no one knows about, then I will.
It's not going to happen. You know what Danny Ainge is going to do? Just draft another guard.
No, we can't. We can't draft anybody else.
You can't draft anybody. Right. There's way too many picks.
Also, there's no guard in the draft.
You have more picks than you have roster spots.
There's no guard in the draft. You have you drafted better than Terry so many, Rozier.
My friend,
you drafted so many goddamn people last year that none of them are even playing this year.
My friend texted me the latest ESPN mock draft has them taking Jamal Murray from Kentucky, which if you're a college basketball fan is like drafting Marcus Smart again, which is it's just another guard that like probably can't be a one in the NBA.
I swear to God, it's like Groundhog Day. It's like Groundhog Day with the Celtics.
Yeah, it is. Well, at least I heard RJ Hunter's doing a halftime show at the Super Bowl next year.
RJ Hunter getting no high fives on the bench, by the way. Did anybody see that video?
Yeah, that's great.
It's great. All right, get us out of here, Kurt.
Stay infected. Watch us on Red's Army, iTunes. Listen to us, all this good stuff. Instagram, Gang Green TV. And then you can call us at what?
508-731-GGTV.
That's fine.
It works. I picked it up. Call
Stay
it.
Infected. See you next time. Peace.